Random. That's the name of my CD that I made. Oh, I gotta finish your CD tonight.
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust.
Mine.
Foul monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
So I wonder who's playing the organ in the jungle.
Jane from Tarzan.
Yeah.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 192. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And Samantha.
You should go.
I'm trying to make my Samantha. Name different every time. Samantha.
I'm Ricky.
I'm Nicole.
Oh. I'm an alien.
Kermit the Frog.
I'm going through puberty. I'm Nicole.
Nicole.
Well.
Ha ha. Way to start off the show.
Let's start off the show by just expressing some personal business that I have. Herb came back from Arizona, and Herb decided that, well, actually, we both decided that it's not going to be best for us to stay together anymore. So he moved to Ohio to start a new life, and I'm here with my friends. So
that's what matters.
Thanks, guys.
Exactly.
Girls, I mean.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So Herb's a great person. If you still want to talk to him, that's great. He may give us some updates every now and then. But yeah, he won't be on the show anymore. So I know some people requested to hear him, but he's probably not going to be on the show anymore. So.
No.
Probably is not
an option.
Oh. He's not.
Never going to be on the show again.
Thanks, girls.
You're welcome.
Actually,
God, we're twinning it left and right.
I know. Right. I've actually had like a rough 2 weeks over this, and that's probably why we haven't done a lot of shows. And we just can't get together, but it's been kind of depressing.
Crazy. So. Like, crazy, like, just busy.
Yep.
And I have drawn my little, like crazy.
I have to say my little girl, personal business, my little girl turned one yesterday.
Yes, it was cute. Maybe we can we'll make her a picture, or we'll make her the album art.
Okay, that works.
With her birthday cake face.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so cute.
And I took the bottle away.
Oh, tell us about that.
She's pissed. And she is a drama queen, let me tell you. She gets it from Ricky.
Ricky must be your daddy. That's what I think.
I love her fake eye cry.
Right?
Like, she squints her eyes so hard, try to get water to come out of her.
And looks at you, like, in the worst distress possible.
That's what you said yesterday. You're like, look at you faking. And she's just like, nee! You're like, you faker.
But yeah, it's funny when really she fakes cries.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Nice. She's, I don't know. She's
a mess.
A mess,
cute little mess.
So her dad just called and wanted, can you bring her a bottle? I'm like, no, remember, we took the bottle away. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So she's pissed. He's handing her a sippy cup and she's throwing it. No.
Good. She needs to give him a hard time. Fuck you, daddy. Yeah, you
Then it's just what I go through every day.
I like this.
You need to, you need to make sure that he doesn't have any bottles in his house.
Because
he might be trying
to
slip the bottle in.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Go to sleep.
I wouldn't put it past his
but
mom,
some cops
though.
Are up in there, too. Some NyQuil,
CPC
baby.
CPC night-night.
But what? She's CPC. Only one. She's supposed to still have a bottle till she's four.
Oh. And wear a diaper till she's eight.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, anyway.
If I saw a kid wearing a diaper at 8 years old...
You see him breastfeeding. That's next.
That's true.
Eight-year-old creepy.
Wearing diapers.
Weird.
I didn't even breastfeed because I thought it was too creepy.
Well, how does a mother, does she just lactate until the kid stops breastfeeding? I mean.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
your kid's like 13 and he's still on your boob, you're still going to be, oh my
It'll
God.
It'll keep going.
Milk.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Does if he cries when he falls down, does it stimulate her to
I don't know.
Produce milk and he's 11 riding a skateboard?
I've heard like issues where people talk about when they breastfeed, they're in a room and another baby's crying, their boobs will leak, but mine never did.
That's
that.
Weird.
But I didn't breastfeed.
What
so.
If I would have went up to him and went, me?
Oh my God, that would have been so freaky if her boobs were like,
right?
Well, dribble, dribble. She'd be like, Ricky.
Like,
do you want to lick your coffee?
We want to lick my nipple.
Oh. No, I don't.
Suck on it.
You know you do, big
Suck
boy.
On titties.
Would you like to suckle on my zipper? Austin Powers.
So Halloween's coming up. So what are you guys dressing up as?
Thanks for reminding me.
Womp womp.
I'm not dressing up as anything.
You don't have to spend so much money on a Halloween costume. Yeah, just get like. You don't have to. You can get
whatever
something.
And just wear normal clothes, but get a mask or something.
Don't you have a t-shirt you could rip up and throw on like a wig?
Fake blood or something?
Yeah, you can do something.
No, I don't want to rip up my clothes.
All right, so in the next couple of days, you guys, like, send us some emails and tell Ricky what he can do for free.
Be a baby.
No.
Will this be posted before Halloween?
Oh, probably not. Never mind. It won't be. Womp womp.
I guess I could reverse the numbers and make the book second and then this one first, but
you just need to be more thrifty with your money and not put things off till the last minute to pay. Then you could have got your costume and been my costume twin. But no, you didn't. So now I'm dressed on my own because I paid my bills on time.
But you also live at home.
Yeah, and I have to pay rent now.
Oh.
How much?
I have to pay $300. And so does my brother.
Womp.
$330 car payment and my $159 car insurance.
Okay, so your bills equal mine with my rent, electric, and phone bill.
Yeah, see?
But I also pay $160 a week for daycare and $50 for kid care. So
I'm never having kids. Well, if I do, I'm going to be married and stay at home. And
it's impossible with the economy
and you don't
to
have
stay
kids.
At home.
You don't have kids. You marry
Neither
someone.
Do you.
No. I'm saying you marry someone that already has children. So.
No, I want my own children.
Yeah, there's nothing like
I want three little boys.
Oh.
Well, you can't pick what you have.
You can now.
You have two girls.
You can genetically
only
choose
if you're
your
a millionaire.
Sex. No, people do it now. It was on TV.
Well, you have to pay a lot. They don't tell you how much it costs.
They'd be like, hey, make this a
they
boy.
They do it now. It's on TV.
It was on the news. Let me clarify.
They can't just...
They can choose your sex. You can choose your
sex
of your baby.
By artificially inseminating you. You don't get naturally pregnant that way.
True.
True.
You have to do it at the doctor's office.
Yeah, no fun. I want the fun behind it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some people like that.
Maybe that
stick a big needle in me. Make me pregnant. I love
Ew,
it.
That's weird.
So, yeah, we're totally off the subject of Halloween.
Yeah, sorry.
We're talking about artificial insemination.
Well, I broke my costume last night. The only piece of it that I had. Aww. So now I can pick something
But that's
something
easily
else.
Replaced. How did you break it? Did it, like, fall off completely?
I went to,
or?
Because one horn was shorter than the other, so I was trying to bend it, the headband, thinking maybe it was the headband, and it snapped in half.
Oh. Whoops.
I was like, womp,
womp. Hate it.
But I feel like I'm too fat to be something that's supposed to be sexy.
Wow. Is this the downer cast?
Sorry. It's the truth. I don't want to be sexy
can be
devil.
Hot too.
Sexy devil. And she's
We're
going to
be.
Big girls need love too. And they get it. You can be hot
and believe
and be
me,
big.
With the surprise we have coming for you guys.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love us.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yes.
And we already saw half part of it today. So.
Yeah. As I rub my hands together.
Boobalicious. That's all I'll say is boobalicious.
So on the last show, remember we said.
Finbar. Stop.
Your pop is barking.
Sorry about that.
Shh. He went on me.
So, our post office box is back up. Send us stuff. We want stuff. Like,
yeah, cool things.
Stuff. Yeah,
yes,
and random items which nobody ever sent except for Brian.
And we got
and the girl with
the
bubble stuff.
And the bubble, yeah, which we never used. It's at home.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah.
Didn't we get a penis enlargement one too, like a pump or something?
No,
a pamphlet for it.
Oh. Yeah,
I think that wasn't
but
addressed
think,
to Ricky, was it? No. It was just like a junk mail.
Yeah, but that's still kind of cool.
Yeah.
And larger
I was like,
penis.
Ooh, who sent us that?
Pump
but,
it up.
But Veritable Virgo wrote us a letter along with the money order that he sent. And it says Ricky, Nicole, and all the foul monkeys, which now it's Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha.
Yeah.
It is my personal pleasure to fulfill my promise to pay for 1 year of Foul Monkeys post office box. Enclosed, please find a money order in the amount of whatever made out to the post office. I cannot think of a better gesture of support on the 20th anniversary of National Coming Out Day than to do something good for a fellow gay podcaster and a member of the GLBT community. I thoroughly enjoy listening to the banter between you, Nicole, and other guests on your show. Be well and keep up the good work. Veritable Virgo.
No probs.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Yes, because we're all hit up on some hard times right now.
Yeah.
And this show is not free.
No.
Well, for you, but for us, it isn't.
Right.
So thank you very much. We greatly appreciate that. And hopefully people will be using the post office box. Especially, is Face Man on the thing again?
He's right out there. He went walking.
Oh, but is he right there? I see his hat moving in the mirror.
He walked by. I don't know if he's like right there, though.
And your blinds are closed, so we won't be able
to. I know, and you can't peek out and look.
Remember,
can you peek out?
Samantha's
just a little?
Like, he's so sweet.
And then he was on your porch eating shit off the ground.
No, it was rosemary. He was smelling it. Mm-hmm. Which my dad, my dad has a fondness for people who are different. He just has a, like,
a place in his heart.
Yeah, he just feels sorry for people. So he'll befriend anybody, and then sometimes it kicks him in the ass.
Do you have something on your porch? Because there's a weird shadow on there.
What?
There shouldn't be.
Like,
why don't you get up and go see what
no,
it is?
No, I don't want to do that. And then he'll be like, in the glass. Like a zombie.
What's the weird shadow? I don't see
it. Like right there, like casting a shadow.
Look.
Oh, what if he's over there? And he says, can I come in and watch?
Mm.
It's a pole.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't know. People could be scary.
Close my blinds.
Ah, bitch. You scared me worse than Saw 5 did.
You just love yourself right
now.
You
are
now,
so
don't
this.
You, Samantha?
This is so you right now.
Samantha just loves herself right now because she's scared the hell out of us.
Hilarious. Like when you scared us the day we walked in and you were like,
yeah!
Ah! And Samantha was like, oh my God!
I almost shit in my pants.
Oh, you would have been me.
No, like I almost threw up. At work on Friday. I had to go
I know.
Home. I was sick.
I was telling your mom. Like, I told your mom. I was like, oh, I went into her office and I was like, oh, you should go home.
Did you look that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it hit me like I was not feeling so hot. Like my stomach was just upset. But when I was just sitting there and he came to get me on break and I was like, shit, I really don't feel good. And like, you know how you get like a cold sweat mm-hmm. before you throw up and your throat starts to get like this film
and salty,
on it?
Salty and
yes.
salty.
I was like, I really need to go.
I'm afraid to like burp.
Our office and I was like, I really think I need to go home. She's like, yeah, I think you do too. I was like, okay.
Like, don't have to tell me twice.
We have to beep her name out.
I'm sorry. I said it twice.
Why? That no one will know.
I know, but I don't want it.
Oh, well, gee, okay.
Oh, let me write the time down, too.
Yeah, it was two times. Sorry.
Yeah, she said it twice.
All right, so.
We should talk about
going?
Saw 5
we're
and how
talking.
We saw it.
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Oh, I wish you would have seen it.
When you have children. You, I was sick, though. Yeah. I probably could have got a babysitter, but I was really sick.
I think you would have been disappointed.
Really?
It
was
a little bit more disappointing than. I thought it was going to be a little bit more
scary.
Yeah.
Tense.
It was
not.
Mm.
No.
I mean, it had some cool inventive killings, but not enough of them.
Not like
more
the
people
originals?
Should have died.
Like, was
yeah.
it? Did it have a twist or anything at the end?
Mm.
There's a
kind
twist
of.
Because, well,
it's
you know,
it wouldn't be Saw
right.
without it.
But
they're making the sixth one now.
Already.
See,
yeah.
They're making them too fast. They're trying to get them out there, and they're not. Doing
every
a good
Halloween,
job.
There has to be a Saw. It's a tradition.
But if they're not good, then why put them out there?
It was good. It was just not as a.
It, we were so excited to see it, and
yeah.
we talked about it for like weeks. And then when we saw it, we
months.
Were just like,
"Yeah, it's all right."
It was like a flat line.
So, what's our next movie that we're seeing? Twilight.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You are
that
going
is,
to that
yes.
one. You better
what
find a babysitter now.
Out?
November 21st or something.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will
well,
let my mom know. Well, no, depends. My mom might want to. No, mom doesn't want to see it. So
why?
She says it will ruin her vision of Edward.
Oh, yeah. Because he doesn't.
Oh, your mom is so dorky.
But my mom is also in her 40s. So
yes.
to
so?
Actually see it as teenagers in her mind, it's still teenagers, but she can still.
She thinks they're adults.
Go outside of, you know.
Right.
But once you see the movie, it can kind of, because like with Interview with the Vampire, mm-hmm. you know, you read the book and it's so good. And then you see the movie and you're like, womp, womp.
Right.
I never read the book. I only saw the movie.
The book is good.
The book is so good.
I did read In Her Shoes and then I saw the movie And the book was better than the movie.
Yeah, the books usually are, because they can tell you so much.
But I did cry in the movie at the end when she read the poem.
I didn't.
At the wedding. You never seen that?
Yeah.
That's
with Cameron Diaz
and
Toni Collette.
Yeah. I love Toni Collette. She's so cool.
I want to rewatch that because it's been a while. It's
been a while. Sorry, I'm stained.
Go ahead, Stain.
Right?
I was going to say something. The next movie was Twilight. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was saying, that's the week that I might be in Virginia.
We'll just go without you.
You'll have to go in Virginia. Yeah.
We'll go at the same time. Yeah. And we'll be on our cell phones. Like, girl, did you just see that? Did you just see that shit?
No, I'm not talking to Jack Nobody during the movie.
Me neither.
Jack Nobody.
I cannot wait until they show him in the sun.
I know. I
want to
see how they're going to do that.
Me too.
He's going to look like just...
Because it's hard for me to picture it still. Like, I can't picture it in my head.
He's going to look like Jennifer Lopez in that video, Waiting for Tonight.
Oh, they probably could do that.
Yeah.
We go,
Yeah.
So amazing.
We don't just put like a super like shiny film on him or something, you know, like... Lotion.
You're so
what
slick.
You're supposed to look like diamonds glistening in the light.
Not sweaty.
Exactly.
You're sheen.
But I have to say, watching the trailers, I hope he grows on me when I watch the movie because he's so not hot.
The trailers kind of look cool. Like the fight with Edward and James at the end.
Yeah. James looks has a ponytail. He's kind of cutie too.
James has a hot body.
I do too, but.
Ponytails are so gross on guys.
My dad. I have totally slept with a guy who had a long ponytail.
Did you use it like this? Hold on to it. Like they would do
you
for
know,
you?
Like they used to shave underneath and then they he was an Indian though. He was hot.
Still not hot hairstyle.
So,
I'm just thinking
it's
of...
It's still not hot.
No, my dad has a friend who rides a motorcycle and he has a ponytail to his butt.
Ew. Does he braid it?
No, it's just like in sections. It's like a ponytail. He's like a really handsome guy. Have you ever seen the guy Jan Michael Vincent from like the 70s movies? Like,
no.
Well, look him up, and that's who he looks like, only with really long hair and more like rugged looking.
Not like Willie Nelson.
No, not Willie Nelson. Ooh. Could you imagine Willie Nelson on a Harley? I'm gonna go smoke
hard.
Pot.
Doesn't he?
Ride my hog.
I'm gonna smoke pot and not pay my taxes.
Because I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Oh no,
that's Toby Keith.
So
he's
you guys
so weird looking.
Toby Keith.
He's like big. His lips are like vagina lips.
Ew.
Toby Keith.
Really? I need to look now.
They're like
he does have like
really pouty
he's like
and
6 foot
pink.
4 or something.
They're like pink pouty vagina lips.
Oh my
face.
God.
They are.
Don't ruin my view of him. Yes. I love him.
No, they're more plump.
Oh.
Yes, that's how they are.
That look more like frog lips.
Exactly.
Frog.
No, pull
lips.
Up a picture of Toby Keith.
Do
I don't
Toby
think
Keith
so.
His lips and then that horrible curly blonde hair.
Yeah, I wish he'd cut his hair off.
Yeah.
Like back in the 90s, so whenever fugly. He had the like mullet going on. No, thank you.
I do like that song about, I want to talk about me when I talk about, I want to talk about number one, me, my.
Oh, me, my.
Yeah, but his lips are so weird looking. They really, seriously.
I think
they're very rosy.
Sexy.
They photoshopped those lips right there.
Yeah. Find one of him like at a concert or something, not a photoshopped image. See how plump and pink they
guess
are?
They're plump and juicy.
Oh.
Like
not cool.
Vagina lips.
It's like eating a girl out when you kiss him.
Ew.
Have fun with that.
I never would. He's so weird.
Alrighty, so you guys want to do phone calls and emails?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have poems.
You want to do the email song or the phone call song?
Phone calls. There.
I think this is from Trucker Mike explaining the question. Remember we called and he didn't answer. This is him explaining the question.
To answer whoever's question it was, I have sex just like everybody else. The piercings just add ribs to your pleasure, and the other piercings add extra girth. I'll go in more detail the next time I'm on a show or whatever, but I just want to make a few comments about the comments about my penis. Anonymous. Obviously, you're not an avid listener of the show, because that's all reason why I posted it, was so people could see a penis with piercings as opposed to just a penis. The way to be ballsy by being anonymous.
Ooh.
And Lauren, It's disgusting. That's probably because you love vagina. So holla back, guys.
Well, Trick or Mike.
How offensive to people.
Trick or Mike, I hate to tell you this, but Lauren likes the penis.
She does. She went, yeah. Dragged her boyfriend to Riverdance.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember that?
Yeah. And I go, and I was like, did he enjoy it? And she's like, yeah. And I go, oh, he's gay.
You dated a gay. Surprise. I forget who did ask that question. Somebody did, but then I was like, yeah, what is it? What does it feel like? I want her to call and let us know.
Oh, his girlfriend?
The boss lady.
The boss, the big bad boss?
Yes.
She'll be on the show. She'll talk about it.
Yeah, because that's who we need to hear it from, because he doesn't know what it feels like for her.
Exactly. He just knows what it's supposed to feel like. I don't mean it.
And according
to
her,
say,
it's probably like sticking five forks up her vagina.
Yeah, I have to say, like, the thought of it scares me.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to get, like, what if you missed a spot, like waxing or shaving, and it got caught on something?
Yeah. Do you know what it reminds me of? That
a pin cushion?
Or it, like, gets stuck on a piece of skin and then rips it
out. That made my crotch burn.
It reminds me of the movie Seven when he makes that guy fuck that girl with the knives on a stick.
Oh, God.
And he's like,
where was the camera when you needed one? To show that face.
Right.
And the spasms that
we
you...
totally got in character on that
I
one.
I know, right? I totally fucked a bitch and made her bleed.
With knives on your dick.
But you didn't want to.
No, because he forced me to.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Rape with knives.
Here we go, next phone call. Rape with knives. How much do we love rape with knives?
We don't. Don't name the show this
hey,
either.
Hey, everybody. This is Epilonius from Atlanta. I just wanted to call and say I've been greatly enjoying your show. I hope you're having a happy Columbus Day. I get to work from home. And I just wanted to say that the little segment you played about diarrhea had me cracking up. I'm so glad I was not driving into the office I normally drive into, because I would have wrecked. Mm-hmm. And that would have been sad. So thank you very much. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Cool.
Thank you very much for leaving that message for us. We're glad you're listening. I think he has his own podcast, but...
Did he say Apollonia?
Yeah, Apollonius.
Oh. The other one's probably copyright infringed or
right.
something. Or copyrighted, I mean.
So, thank you very much for calling in the show. We're glad you didn't wreck, because we don't want that to happen.
And we're glad you enjoy diarrhea.
We love diarrhea.
I thought of my own new rhyme. I told you this already, but I'll say it for the listeners, because they haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
When you're going water skiing and your butt feels like it's peeing, diarrhea.
Ew.
When you're walking through the jungle and your asshole takes a tumble, diarrhea. Those are the two I thought of. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, the people over at Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast, I put your banner up on our website, so you're all good now.
Cool.
So just let you know that. So let's do an email.
All right.
This is from Amy, who is a longtime listener from back in the day.
Okay.
She emailed me. I just wanted to tell Ricky that I did stop listening to the podcast after Herb joined. I just didn't think it was funny, and it seemed that Herb was running the show, and you didn't hear much from Ricky. I love to hear Ricky. He is super hilarious. Thank you. Wow. Do you feel that?
Yeah, your head's getting a lot bigger. It's pressing me down.
I recently started listening again and was happy to hear that Herb was no longer on the show.
Ooh.
No offense to Herb, because I'm sure he is a wonderful person, just not for podcasting. Thanks to all of you for your sense of humor. Yes, I thought the diarrhea stuff was funny too. Love ya.
Cool.
And then she came back and she goes, oh yeah, I forgot this part. Here's my own diarrhea lyric.
Yes!
Some people think it's gross, but I think it's great on toast. Diarrhea.
I agree with some people. It is gross on toast.
That's awesome.
Makes me feel queasy.
We got another email from Jeremy, who's from Mississippi. He wrote you a poem.
Let's
Do you
hear
it.
Yes.
Let me pause this and wait for Samantha. Okay. One moment. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Sorry, Samantha, I had to take a phone call.
Yes.
So Jeremy wrote Nicole a poem.
Oh, yeah. Twist.
There once was a girl named Nicole. A man does have...
Fuck
me.
I'll pass.
Let me start over. There once was a girl named Nicole, and man, does she have a tight hole. Lick her and tease, but please, baby, please, grab her by the hair and put the bitch on her knees. Oh!
Well then, is Jeremy straight?
No.
Bummer.
Because you kind of like that, don't you?
Sometimes. I'm game.
Dear girl.
I'll grow my hair longer.
I have tears in my eyes.
I liked that poem. Print it out. And I'll hang it up in a frame. I thank you, Jeremy. Thank you.
We have a couple more calls. Made I like my that day. Poem.
Yeah, that was
made my life.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. I'm sorry, Samantha. I forgot to say hi to you last time. This is Joe from Dallas, and I'm just calling because I was inspired by the Diarrhea Theater. So I thought I'd send you a few to add to Samantha's growing dislike of the topic. When you sit and hear a splash and it looks like succotash, that's diarrhea. When you think you have to poop, but something trickles down your boot, diarrhea. When you're drinking with a buddy and rum makes your poo all muddy, diarrhea. When you drop it like it's hot and on the floor you leave a spot, diarrhea. And finally, when the rumble in the stall sounds like you're at Niagara Falls, diarrhea. Hope you all are having a fantastic week, and I will wait patiently for the next episode. Talk to you soon.
Samantha totally has tears coming out of her eyes.
Loved it. Rumbling in the stall sounds like Niagara Falls.
No, drop it like it's hot.
And on the carpet, you leave a spot.
And then the succotash.
Oh, man.
When you're drinking with your buddy and rum makes your shit all muddy.
I've changed one too many diapers like that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you give Shelby rum.
No, I'm talking about the succotash.
Green and yellow. Fine fellow.
Because lima beans and corn do not digest.
Gross.
Oh, Lord.
Blech, those were good. I liked them.
We have a call for Big Fatty.
Yay,
Big Fatty.
Here we go.
When you're at a hootin' nanny and you have a drippy fanny. Diarrhea.
Oh,
and that was
fatty.
It? Yeah.
He said a couple on his show, and I called him on his show, and I told him, you totally have to call him into us.
I know.
Because he was talking about the show, and he was like, oh, I better stop. I might be trying to steal their shit.
Literally.
And I was like, oh, you can steal our shit. It's okay.
It's not that funny, though. I'm sorry, diarrhea.
Diarrhea in general, but the little songs are hilarious.
Yeah. But they're only hilarious because you can relate to them. And
right,
that's what makes them so
Because everyone in the world's had diarrhea.
Yeah. And it's trickled in your boot.
No, I can't say that.
I've only gone once in my pants and didn't know it. So,
how did you not
know? Do you
want
to tell that story?
Sure. Bailey, my oldest was only almost two, and I had her on my hip and diaper bag, and I was all dressed for work walking out the door, and I was like, oh, my tummy hurts, thought I had a fart.
Nope.
And I was like, I didn't have to do anything, just walking out the door, closed the door behind me and locked it, and then I was like, ooh, my butt's warm. And I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, oh no. So I went back in the house, and Bailey kept saying, chewy. Chewy, mommy, chewy. And she said, you go and you pants. It's okay, mommy. It's okay. It's an accident.
That makes it all the better. Because she was a little kid, and she's like, it's okay, mommy. I do it, too. Chewy.
It's an accident.
Chewy.
Chewy, mommy.
Awesome.
She's walking behind me. Chewy.
Because I know you're probably changing her up. You're like, shoo. Chewy.
Yeah,
and she
exactly.
got it from you. Shoo. Chewy, mommy. Chewy.
Oh,
awesome.
All right. Next phone call.
Bloody shit vagina. Fuck Jesus.
What? Who is that from? Who are you?
You're going to hell.
For real.
That was Bjorn.
Bjorn.
He said we could use it for, like, just the sound drop. Oh,
I don't like that sound. And well, bloody shit, vagina.
Like he was calling in just to tell us that. I was like, what? What did we do wrong?
Bloody shit, vagina. And then I'm not saying the other part.
Me neither. I'm not going there.
Bloody shit, vagina. Fuck Jesus.
That is so wrong. You're a redhead and you're dissing God. You're going to hell.
God's son.
Yeah. Don't play with God's son. Ricky's like, you look like Face Man. Stop.
Okay, here we go. Last call.
Hey, Ricky. It's Scott, a.k.a. Scotty Two Shoes from Live Journal. And I'm also on your Twitter, I think. So. I'm calling in Orange County, California, so...
The O.C.
7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just finishing up an all-nighter, so I'm probably going to go to sleep right now. So anyways, I'll call you guys later and probably listen to your shows more often, you know? So anyways, see you soon!
Okay, I'm just going to hope that he was drunk.
Because no, he was up on an all-nighter.
On all-nighter doing what?
Studying, I assumed.
Oh.
I assumed that, but it could have been a bender. I don't know. I was on a bender. I'm just going
he
to
bed. He sounded really tired. And
yeah.
What are you talking about? You'll listen to our show more often.
He's like, I guess.
He started laughing. Maybe.
He laughs like a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. And I want to tell everybody that I am on Twitter. You can follow me at Foul Monkey or just follow me. My name is Foul Monkeys. What was that noise? Is it Face Man?
I didn't hear a noise.
I heard a noise.
I don't want to check.
Yeah, don't, because you'll try to scare us again.
Thank you for calling, Scotty. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We
thanks.
Need more callers. We need 200th anniversary.
200th
episode calls.
It's not your birthday.
So people can get this book. This awesome fucking book.
Yes.
There's a lot of
it's not hard. You just call in and
there's
say,
not a fucking in it.
All you have to do is say, Ricky, Nicole, Samantha, congratulations, 200th episode. Hey.
Holla.
Like
holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy.
That's Franco.
Oh, Franco. I miss him.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
I miss him. I'm
and
going
he hasn't
in
called.
Withdrawal. And it's making me rub my pants.
Oh, you're pulling a Ricky and
all
Samantha?
Nervies. It makes me nervies.
It makes me nervy nerves.
Hey, I have to read poems.
Yes.
Okay. Gonna, I wrote them, well, so we're reading them.
We're good. We're at poems right now. Go ahead. Oh.
Yeah, pull up the reviews.
Oh, by the way, we're talking
about
reviews.
Yeah, let's talk about this fucker.
Well, I don't want to say fucker.
I will. Fucker.
Three's better than
nothing.
None.
No. Three. We don't
doesn't
count the threes. No, they'll get a poem. A mean one. Trust. Trust.
Booby. I know that.
And what kind of stupid name is Booby?
Oh, I'm trying to be nice.
No.
Booby, I know that sometimes diarrhea can be a little disgusting, but it's fun to talk about.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's just hilarious.
Open up your ass and just
let it out.
Let it out. It's okay. Diarrhea.
Embrace
cha,
it.
Cha cha.
Wrong.
Cha cha cha. Embrace the diarrhea. Don't leave us crappy reviews. We don't like it.
Well, it wasn't necessarily crappy.
Three
it just
is not
wasn't
a five.
A five star.
It was okay.
So, this is our deal. We will write you a poem for five star review if you leave it at five stars. If you leave us at three, we're going to have to be mean. And when I say we really mean, I mean really Nicole. So, if you have a problem with that, then you message her on IM.
Because I can be mean. Trust me.
So, okay. All right, here we go. Downsy goodness. This is from Larry Cly. They really do sling it better than any other podcast. Why aren't you listening already? Thank you. Five star review.
Yeah, thank you.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Okay. Here we go for Larry. Larry Cly, excuse me. I too am wondering why others don't listen. They are all crazy. They don't know what they're missing. We do a swell job of joking and laughing, of talking about life and all that is happening. So thanks for the comment, for the helpful review. Foul Monkeys kicks ass. And now, so do you!
Yay!
I felt like I was a little kid reading that. Yay! Yay, happies.
The next one is from Nikon Will. It says, love you guys. 5-star review. Does it count if I post twice to see Trucker Mike's hoo-ha?
Hoo-ha? Thought that's what they called vaginas.
It is.
Well, whatever.
Okay, Nikon Will. It's really not fair to post reviews just to see pictures of Trucker Mike's dick, all pierced up and for free. You should post because you love us, because our show rocks and is tight. Not to see that pincushion dick, whose image keeps me up with nightmares all night. So next time you post, it had better not be about Mike's porcupine schlong, but about Ricky, Samantha, and me. Porcupine schlong. I had fun writing that word. Porcupine schlong. Schlong.
All right, next one.
Say it.
Schlong. Schlong.
It's funny.
Bulbish schlong.
Ah, bulbish.
All right, from Trucker Alex. Hot show. 5 stars. When you were stuck out driving for 11 hours a day, this has to be the best show for my money. The laughter is so contagious, and I think this will help us see more.
Go to school?
I know, right? And I think this will help us see someone naked. Oh. I guess they're... because Trucker Mike, like, me and Trucker Mike had a conversation. You know, at 100 reviews, he's going to show it hard. He said if we get 120 reviews, he'll actually make a video.
What?
I don't want to see that.
I don't
know.
No,
but I'm sure there's some listeners that want to see
a video of what? Well, just it? Like
him jacking off?
With the.
Oh, that's too much.
Does he wear like a safety glove when he does that?
Right?
A steel glove.
Yeah, it's like a cutting glove that you use in the deli when you're making the sandwiches and cutting the meat.
Okay. Sandwiches. This Trucker, is a long show.
Yeah.
Trucker Alex, because I totally thought it was Trucker Mike and I had a different poem written, but I had to rewrite this. Or write it at last minute. I can't talk. Uh-huh. Okay. While driving your truck across wide open spaces, you choose to listen to the podcast that puts smiles on faces. Aww. You laugh and you cry. You giggle and snort while steering your truck from country to port. Foul Monkeys keeps you company during long, lonely nights and prives you... can't talk. And provides tons of ammo for wicked verbal fights. So thank you for listening, and please keep it up. We promise to provide you enough fun for the truck.
Awesome.
That was a hard one, because I don't know him, and I
That's
was like...
That's what she said.
Hard one.
You said it weirdly. Hard one.
Hard one.
So is there anything else we want to talk about?
Nope.
Leave embarrassing moments for the book?
I had a totally random thought.
Oh, God.
You said, is there anything else you want to talk about? And I totally almost said, I'm on my period.
I am too.
But mine's almost done.
Mine is.
We are twins.
I'm uncomfortable.
When women are around each other, they have their periods.
They
the
sync
same
up.
Time.
My sister, there's 3 women in the house that have periods, and we all go
time.
Pretty much at the same time.
Ew.
We have to fight. For the protection.
That's why you buy your own.
That's the last pad. Give it here. You use the paper towels.
Wah, wah.
The ghetto style.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm the only girl right now on my period. So.
Yeah. You have little young ones.
Yeah, they're too little yet.
Q-tip.
But one day, there will be a day I'll be fighting them for my tampons.
Aw. That would be weird. Like, when you use tampons, did your mom show you how to use them? Or
no.
Did you just read the box?
I read the box, but you have to
show us how you do it. Like on the picture, I know you put your leg up like this, and you're like,
no, I had to lay down on the floor first to get it because I was a virgin, so I didn't know
where
because
it was
you have
to
put it in the right place. If you don't, it hurts. But if you put it in the right place, you don't even know it's there.
That is true.
Yep.
I've never used a tampon, so I don't
but
know.
But you can stand on the side of the tub and hike your leg up
and slide it right in.
But
be all sexy about it.
It has to have an applicator. Women that don't use applicators
are disgusting. That's why you have fingers going down the side of the stall door.
Oh. Ew. That's only at dirty places like we used to work in the ghetto. Not where we work now, thank God.
No, although they do have to post the sign in the bathroom, please don't flush any tampon dispensers down the toilet. It's like, really? How old are we that work here? 5?
Don't you guys have a little candy box in each one?
Yes, a candy box.
It's a trash can.
It's a trash can.
And there's no candy.
With little brown, little brown trash bags inside. But I'm sorry, but when you put that in there, I'm not taking that out and then disposing of it. You leave it in there.
Yeah.
And there's all these little extra bags, but they're like the one is overflowing because nobody touches the other bag.
Who wants to touch anybody else's?
No, not gonna.
Not happening.
Ew.
You cleaning ladies can do that. Yeah.
Poor things.
That's what they're getting paid for. They probably get paid $80 an hour because they're touching shit.
So now that we're done with periods, I'm sorry. All right, so you've downloaded episode 192. Thank you very much.
Yay.
What is that? She's like,
leave us 200th episode calls to get the book.
Yep.
Embarrassing moments to get the book.
Yep.
And special surprise. And that's about it. This is Ricky.
This is Samantha.
This is Nicole.
And we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.